Now, under the UN Declaration, only Jews could be buried in Israel. Those of other faiths already underground there were grandfathered in, allowed to remain undisturbed, their cemeteries closed for business and walled off. As for living persons, they were here, as everywhere on this earth, the forgotten and the expendable, useless and unwanted, squatters who had hidden in their holes and hung on, burrowing and scavenging. But they were few in number and of no account, motherless children who soon would become extinct as civilization evolved. The only ones granted residence in Israel, and solely on a temporary basis, were rotating crews of caretakers of the Jewish cemeteries and burial grounds and the officials, religious and secular, charged with ministering to them and guarding them. For shorter periods, the builders of new facilities to accommodate the non-stop shipments of Jewish corpses from the four corners of the globe to the Holy Land to await the trumpet blast of the Messiah that would awaken the dead. And for even briefer and more highly controlled periods, a few days at most, the living burying their dead for internment or arriving for the unveiling of a monument over a gravesite, though with time this became less and less necessary as such rituals could be carried out by the officials on site while the survivors watched from abroad via live streaming, or relatives making a pilgrimage to pay homage to an ancestor or loved one, and to set down a stone marking their visit. There have been many gas bags who have poked their heads out of their holes to take credit for this brilliant solution to the Israel problem. This is not something I want to go into, as frankly, it makes me crazy. I feel it as a personal assault on my family's honor. After all, the World Heritage status accorded with the full authority of the United Nations, along with all the benefits and protections that came with it, hung on the realization that Israel was in fact already a cemetery all the way down. And where did that idea come from? Not from the Bible. Not from the book of Genesis, as some claim, in the chapter on the circumcision covenant, when in exchange for generations of Jewish foreskins, God promised, among other goodies, to give the land to Abraham and to his descendants as an akuzat olam, an eternal holding, which can only mean a cemetery, beit olam in Hebrew, in Aramaic, beit almin. For only the domain of death is possessed everlastingly. No. Whether the public realizes this or not, the idea that Israel already housed wall-to-wall dead was planted in the consciousness of the human race by the extraordinary events surrounding the burial of my great-grandfather, Isidore Izzy Gam.